East Coast Breakfast.
Common. What the
Listen,
heck?
I learned something recently, yesterday actually. So, if you've watched Game of Thrones, you remember that very famous scene, the shame scene, where Cersei is walking through town and then Septa Onela. Remember Septa Onela?
Yeah.
Or Onela, I'm saying it incorrectly.
Yeah.
She was the scary priestess lady with the grey outfit that had Cersei in prison for all that time. And there was a time when eventually Cersei landed up torturing her. Remember when she killed all the people in that green in the explosion, including her child?
Yes.
And then she managed Skype's like,
be
what?
A real nerd and remember the name of that green poison that...
There we go. So remember all of that. So this particular actress, her name is Hannah Waddingham, and she's played in Ted Lasso as well. So you know her. And she's actually won an Emmy for that role.
She's tall and
so she was saying, so you know how Game of Thrones, there was some hectic like torture scenes. I mean, it was really gruesome, the entire series, which made it amazing. She says that they genuinely waterboarded you when they were filming that scene. It wasn't pretend. They weren't acting. It wasn't like fake anything. They really went through the motions of things like being waterboarded. And she was like, the acting actually wasn't that hard because you were physically being waterboarded, which is quite shocking. So listen to what she has to say.
Thrones gave me something I wasn't expecting from it, and that is chronic claustrophobia. Because I had 10 hours. I mean, I've talked about it since with David Benioff and Dan Weiss, the two exec producers on it. I was like, good job it's for them, because it was horrific. 10 hours of being actually waterboarded.
Jeez.
Like, actually waterboarded.
What? Come on.
No, because Thrones is such
Guys, actually waterboarded. So, actors and actresses go through the most for us.
Yes,
and we appreciate it. And Game of Thrones is spectacular.
Thank
also,
you.
Great news. Taylor Swift, she's now officially a billionaire after her Eras tour, as she should be. So, big up to her. She finally got there.
She's a billionaire.
We knew it was coming. Mm. She's now a billionaire.
Wow. So, she could lend half a billion to ex-presidents to deal with their legal fees if she wanted to.
No. She must help Travis Kelce move up in life. Maybe they'll inspire him to be better.
Hey, boy.
She needs to do
Super Bowl.
Just became a billionaire. Relax.
What a Super Bowl.
Relax, come on. You know, he needs to like step up.
Okay, one must have buy the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, he must just step up. She just is now a billionaire. Brother man's needs to step. We don't even know about
he's
him because of her.
He hasn't got a
tie. Ivan, come
okay, guys, there's a crazy story and I'm going to talk to you about it later. I have to just get this in quickly.
Yeah.
There was a lady in Connecticut. She took a DNA test and turned out that her boyfriend was actually her half-brother. The doctor that inseminated her inseminated 22 people with his own sperm. He lied to all those women and he said, I'm going to give you anonymous student sperm.
Yeah.
He used his own sperm. They landed up being together. It's a mess. So this is a big scandalous thing that's happened in Connecticut. Surprise, surprise, out of all states. And we'll chat about
that
later.
What is wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
What is wrong with people? Now they ask us why we have trust issues. This is why. My word.
East Coast Breakfast.